Stop. she know she was meant for you?
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Six rings on your finger, 6 days you laid in bed. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Driving home to Rhode Island, no surprise to find home is a friend that is lying. No friend of mine. Now that I've been forsaken, no contenders to weigh in. Lonely hearts and they're breaking
Great.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Everything I This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Nom, nom, nom.
MFO Medford.
I am the one who...